Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
The first reading, a reading from Acts. The baptized devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their numbers those who were being saved. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We will read Psalm 23 responsibly. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters.
You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The second reading is from 1 Peter, chapter 2. It is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you do endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his footsteps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return the abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sin, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you are going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
He has a demon. and is insane. Why listen to him? How do religious leaders respond to Jesus and his teaching? Well, calling him demon-possessed and insane is one option. When Jesus teaches that he is the good shepherd, some among the leaders responded this way. He has a demon. He is insane. Why listen to him? There are many in the world today who respond in much the same way. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus inaugurates a new creation where the rivalries, the power struggles, and oppression, oppressive patterns of humanity fall in the presence of this whole new way of being. This teaching on being the good shepherd comes immediately after the author tells all who hear that Judeans were divided by his earlier teaching. Same place, same event, same audience. In the earlier episode, a man born blind received sight from Jesus. The religious leaders refused this man's testimony, even as the man grew more and more clear-sighted about who Jesus is. The more the man became clear, the more the authorities refused to see. That whole episode ends with this exchange. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into the world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." Jesus uses an age-old metaphor for kings to launch into what comes immediately following. Jesus identifies first as the shepherd whose voice the sheep know and recognize and follow. And when the audience does not understand, he clarifies by saying that he is the gate through which the sheep enter. Through him, they will find good pasture. Bold statements. Indeed, saying that all who come before him are thieves and robbers challenges the existing order for leaders, both religious and political. The church only hears a small portion of this challenge today. During the 3-year cycle of the lectionary, the Good Shepherd discussion unfolds in small parts. The response of the authorities comes only at the end. The ones who claim to see, but whom Jesus has declared blind, assert that Jesus has a demon. He's insane. He does not warrant listening. Recently, the catechism class pondered the final petition of the Lord's Prayer. Jesus teaches his disciples to pray, "Deliver us from evil." Is it possible that for the authorities in Jesus' time, he represented evil, the work and presence of the demonic? The Small Catechism with African Descent Reflections offers this interpretation of evil. And I'm quoting. "Evil is the abuse of power. Evil causes individuals harm and injury. Evil creates socioeconomic, ideological, and institutional chaos and denigrates sacred bodies and spirits in community. Evil is an external object that cannot act on its own, but must be employed by human or spiritual agents. Hear those phrases again. Abuse of power. Harm and injury to individuals. Creates socioeconomic, ideological, and institutional chaos. Denigrates sacred bodies and spirits. Jesus offers not harm and injury, not chaos, not abuse of power or oppression. Rather, Jesus offers abundant life. Jesus challenges all those external forces that lead humanity to crush others, often for the benefit of the powerful. Jesus, in his life, death, and resurrection, opens a new reality, indeed a new creation, where people live in and through the Spirit. In the Acts of the Apostles this morning, it describes this new reality in the life of the nascent church as a place where rivalries fade for the sake of mutual care, mutual sharing, mutual support. This glorious vision gathers people with glad and generous hearts. As we gather around this table, each must decide, does Jesus and his vision warrant hearing and following? At his table, there is enough for all. In his community, there is a place for all. Love for one another becomes the hallmark of abundant life. Following Jesus, the body of Christ addresses injustice, oppression, signs of evil that abound around it. The faithful advocate for those who experience harm and injury at the hands of the powerful. God's love is that kind of big. No. Jesus does not have a demon. He is not insane. Rather, his invitation challenges all who enact violence, who deny life. He resists all the forces that put people at risk of pain and sorrow and injury. He points the way to eternal life. We do well to follow in his resistance, his challenge, his pointing to new life in the reign of God. Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.